investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is one golf tournament that you actually have a chance to win. It's the 2014 St. Louis Mini Golf Open at Swing Around Funtown, Sunday, October 19th. Imagine picking up the first place trophy and winnings of $100 in cash and a $100 gift certificate. You, your family, and friends can compete while playing 24 holes in either of two divisions, children 6 to 12 and adults. Registration begins at 11 a.m. at Swing Around Funtown, 335 Skinker in Fenton. Details online at swing-a-round.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Bill Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Bill. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Something love affair or something.
No.
One of a kind.
One of a kind.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. I know it, but I don't know.
I know.
Right, here we go.
Can't get no rest. Don't know how I work all day.
It's an oldie. That's all I know.
It's the spinners. Games people play.
Memories get in the way.
Okay, folks, if you're planning on getting married and you haven't made a decision on where to take a honeymoon, I have the top, this is out of USA Today, the top destinations in the United States for honeymoons and the top destinations outside the United States. Now, I never got to...
Boy, you're right.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You never went on a honeymoon?
No. No, we didn't. We got married on a Saturday. It was so hot. It was like record-breaking hot. And the air conditioning had gone out in the church the day before, so everybody's dripping sweat. And it was. And Saturday night, we went home to our little trailer in a trailer park. No honeymoon. Sorry. I thought I had it out of my mind. I thought I'd put it out of my mind, but guess not. So here we go. What do you think is the number one? This is easy. The number one honeymoon destination in this country.
Oh, it's got to be somewhere in Florida.
Las Vegas.
Vegas. Oh, now for the honeymoon?
Yeah. And that surprised me. It wouldn't surprise me if they said to get married, but as a honeymoon destination.
Yeah, you would think it would be a beach.
No, it's number one. Number two, somebody said it, Hawaii. Hmm. Particularly Lahaina, Maui, Hawaii. Number three is Honolulu. In fact, half of these 10 are in Hawaii. Three is Honolulu. Four is Laihu, Hawaii. I start to get confused. Five is Key West. I've never been to Key West.
I want to go. Either.
I want to see that. Six is Poipu, Hawaii. Number seven is Kahei, Maui, Hawaii. Number eight, this is a surprise. The eighth most popular destination for honeymoons, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. That's the Smoky Mountains.
Wow.
That's a surprise. Number nine is New York City. That's also a surprise because I've been to New York City, and that is not a place I would want to go for a honeymoon. And 10 is Lake Buena Vista, Florida. Now, I don't know. What is that? Lake Buena Vista?
Well, that's, isn't that around?
Isn't that around Orlando?
I don't know.
But again, if they'd said Miami or Orlando, but Lake Buena Vista, those are the top 10. Now, if you got some dough.
Oh, it's the mailing address for
Disney
Walt
World?
Disney World,
ah,
yeah. So.
Okay. But would you want to go on a honeymoon? I mean, the Disney World, really? I could see ocean and, you know, and palm trees.
Well, you're not too far from Daytona when you're there.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome. Poplar Bluff. Is that in there?
No. Okay, outside the United States, number one honeymoon destination. What do you think it is? And I think, well, I'm not going to say anything.
Wait.
Playa del Carmen.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
what?
Where we were there.
Yeah,
we were there
once. But wouldn't you have thought it would be Cancun or Cabo? Playa del Carmen, Mexico. We were there, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took
our
listeners there. But we didn't,
pretty
we
nice
didn't
beaches
take them.
There.
They paid their own way. Number two is Cancun. Number three. You know what? I've just discovered something. When Julie puts these trips together for our listeners, there's a romantic element that I didn't realize we mm-hmm. were including. We're picking honeymoon destinations. I think that's why so many of the couples who travel with us find that their love life and their marriage is rekindled, reunited,
yeah.
and the spark is
lighting that spark. Back
yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So you want to go, folks, next year, if you didn't make it this year, you want to go with us. We could save your marriage. Number one's Playa del Carmen, two's Cancun, three, Punta Cana. Oh, yeah, we've been there, too.
Yep.
Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Number four, Montego Bay, Jamaica. Did we do Montego
Bay? Yeah, we did.
Yes.
I'm telling you, without even realizing it, and maybe Julie had a plan, and she very subtly realized, maybe she saw me with my wife and thought, this marriage has to get fixed.
Yeah.
These people need something. And so she deliberately picked these honeymoon destinations. So four is Montego Bay. Five is Antalya, Turkey?
Really?
Yeah. Six is, I'm going to mess this up, Castries, St. Lucia. Seven is Gramado, Brazil. Eight is Bodrum, Turkey. Nine is Gross Islet, St. Lucia. Doesn't that sound like a horrible place? Gross Islet, like Gross
yeah.
Island, St. Lucia. And 10 is this is going to really show people how stupid I am. Stay in school, kids. Maldives. Who'd have thought? Number 10, most popular honeymoon destination. Hmm. There you go. Or you do like we did and not go on a honeymoon. In the Sunday Post-Dispatch, and then we're going to get to your call, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. In the Sunday paper, they had pictures of, and we've talked about this, these Civil War reenactors, these people who actually put on the uniforms and then play dead when they're shot.
Right.
And I've decided a while back, I'm going to try to stop making fun of people who do things that I don't understand. So I'm not going to make fun of those people. I'm just going to say, what?
Mm-hmm.
We know the outcome, and
I don't want to be on the losing side.
I just don't get it. I don't.
And they wear those. I know they wear those coats, those real
wool.
Heavy wool coats.
Yeah,
yeah.
Summer.
Yeah.
I don't even really want to watch it, much less be in it.
Yeah, we've been to a couple different things, like either Pioneer Days or things like that. And usually they're, yes, in the heart of the summer when it's like 95 degrees out.
Now, I went to a thing that was fun, and people would take like cherry or pecan or rhubarb, and they throw it upside your head. It was Pioneer Day.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah. So we've been to these festivals and things, and you walk around, and they set up like camps and things, you know, to
just like the,
portray
the
soldiers
how it
was back in the day.
Out,
yes,
and they're eating off of tin, the metal
and
plates.
And it's those heavy fabric tents.
Yeah,
and they're in the you know, the garb of that period, where usually it's multiple layers of long dresses,
big old
and
brass buttons,
long pants, and jackets, and 95. Yeah,
and
so.
Again, we're not making fun. We're just saying, hey, we don't get it. That's all we're doing. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Dan joins us. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
My question was, I was wondering if possibly those romances that you talked about are being rekindled on those cruises because the women might see you in your bathing suit, and it turns them on to the point where they get next to their husband.
No, but you just did something very interesting. We've never figured this out. You said on those cruises, and this happens all the time. We don't go on cruises. Out of 15 trips, only one has been a cruise.
Oh, okay.
But it's interesting because what you just did, I get emails from people going, when's the next cruise? I don't know what it is that makes people think that they're cruises. They're not. Only one was. But to answer your question, no, there's not one woman who would be have anything rekindled or any spark ignited by seeing me in swim trunks.
He purposefully keeps his shirt on the
but
whole
But you know what? Dan has a point. Maybe what happens is they see me, and then they all of a sudden appreciate their husband.
Yeah.
That's probably what
happens.
Not
that bad.
I never thought of it that way. Just the opposite.
Hey, maybe my big fat husband's not so bad after all, now that I've seen that guy.
That's quite possible.
Well, you're on to something. You just had it flipped.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, Dan, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Yeah, that could be. And I don't take my shirt off on those trips. Think you're going with us on these trips, go and see what Frank looks like with his shirt off. You're not going to see it. I stopped taking my shirt off about 25 years ago. Michael, how are you?
Hey, gang, how's it going?
Let me check. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Couple of questions, man. Hey, what's speaking of Saturday Night Live, why do you have a picture of Terry McKillum in an army gear, like kneeling down with a gun and a helmet on your webpage?
Taron Killam. That was Frank from his.
Look at it. I'm telling you, look, that's Taron McKillam, dude.
Karen, like a woman?
Taron, his name. Taron. He's a current cast member.
Yeah.
I'll have to take another look at my own picture. I didn't realize I looked like him.
Spitting image.
Okay, I'll check it out.
The other question is on your. One of your commercials that's pitching a couple of the shows. It's Miguel Merhaven doing the voiceover, and he talks about your show, and it's this like this goofy music playing in the background. Then he talks about his show, and the music changes that pick up the pieces. Now, is that some kind of insinuation about the intelligence level of your shows, or what's up with that?
Yes, it's to say that his show appeals to a more intellectual audience than ours. And
we break it during the course of the evening, and then he rebuilds it in the morning.
You're very clever to pick up on that.
So I'm missing out, I guess. I need to start tuning in the morning or
something. Yes, you are.
I've been broken up. All right, thanks for putting it all together for
me,
guys. Look at that picture, I'm telling you.
All right. What I'll have to do is look at the guy from Saturday Night Live, because I know that when I see him, give me a character. What does he do?
I'm trying to think of what he did this past weekend.
I'll check.
Yeah,
let's get Al in here. Hello, Al, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm a ham in the PM.
That's why. And how can we help you?
Well, you were talking about Saturday Night Live. One of my favorite skits on there is a Will Ferrell skit. It's actually also has Tim Meadows, but Cameron Diaz was the host, and it was supposed to be like a children's TV show.
Okay.
Where Tim Meadows was the host, and they had these characters. They would wear these, I think it was a yellow shirt with a black letter. And one lady, I think it was Anna Gasteyer, had a U for understanding or unity.
Right.
And Cameron Diaz had a C for caring. And another actor had a K for kindness. Well, they were introducing a new friend who was friendship. And it was Will Ferrell. He kept trying to get to the front of the line. And every time he'd get near the front, Tim Meadows would scream and freak out and jump on him. And then they'd go to the color grid where it was like, please stand by. We're having technical difficulties. And then they'd come back, and then they'd do, let's do the magical scooter or whatever. And they all started scooting around and making train noises, trying to get Will Ferrell back to the front of the line. And every time he got to the front of the line, Tim Meadows would tackle him. And it was just hysterical trying to watch this.
I'm going to look at it just because you said Cameron Diaz was in it.
Yeah, she's always fun to look at.
You bet. She was never better to look at, though, than in The Mask with Jim Carrey. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah. That was her first movie. Yeah.
Yes, and the best she's ever looked.
Oh, she never looked better than that.
Wow, she was smoking
hot. A close second for Charlie's Angels, where she's dancing around in her underoos.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Thank you, Al. Thank you. I never saw Charlie's Angels.
I didn't either.
Never saw the new one. This would be Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Amen to PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
I have a follow-up from yesterday, and then I have a question.
Okay.
You were talking about the Westerns yesterday, a lot of the shows that Peon wouldn't remember. Gunsmoke, Bonanza, Big Valley.
Wagon Train, Rawhide, yeah.
The thing that I remember that I found so funny about them was it always seemed like it was the middle of summer, blistering hot.
It was never, you're right, it was never winter. It was never winter in the Westerns.
Not only was it never winter, but notice the men were always wearing blue jeans, a big jacket, long sleeve shirt, and they never broke a sweat.
Well, you think about it, Western, they're in the West.
Well, now, hold on, though. Maybe they didn't have short... When did short-sleeve shirts come around? Maybe they didn't have... But he's right. They dressed in heavy clothing, and it was hot. It's a good point. But, I guess the reason we never saw winter... Now, that doesn't make sense, because even in Montana... And places,
well, if you're
like
in Arizona, or, you know, I think...
Yeah, but it's not hot all the time. He's got a good point.
But the set always portrays that it's, you know, like Peon just said, Phoenix, you know, where it's 110 degrees outside.
Right. But you're right.
Big
they weren't sweating.
Jacket.
Yeah.
They didn't have big underarm sweat stains.
Nobody ever wore shorts.
No, but he's right. They should have had big globs of wet sweat stains under their arms. Their back should be soaking wet. You never saw that. That's a good point.
Yeah, that was what I found so funny from yesterday. As to my question, I know Davey Lee just passed.
Right.
Do you have any sort of update on Robert the Country Fox?
Well, the only update I have for you is that I spoke with him less than a year ago, and he sounds exactly like he always did. He still sounds great, and still married to his wife, who should have dumped him many, many years ago, Connie. And that's the only update I have, is that Robert is around and seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, I had been trying to track down some of the old guys from the KUSA days, and I didn't find out until just recent that Lee Sherwood had passed, and I couldn't find anything on Bill Coffey or any of them guys.
The only one I can help you with is Jim Cox. Jim Cox is around, alive and well, and traveling, and got into the motor home thing. He and his wife Carla discovered RVing, so that's what they're doing.
I think I've been hearing Jim Cox over on there's a little low-power FM classical station on 107.3.
Very possible.
And I think I've been hearing him there.
All right.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Jim. There's a man that goes back a few years. One more, and then we'll take a break. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Amen Finn.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, I want to tell you thank you for saying what you said earlier. We won't go into details, but it's about time... People were not afraid to speak the truth about Ferguson. Well, I don't get it either, my friend.
Well, and here's the thing: nobody wants to say that it is actually possible that the shooting was justified. Nobody wants to say that. It's almost like, ooh, boy, we better go along with this assumption that his hands were, and nobody ever wants to admit. Boy, this is where it's going to get rough, and I got to be careful.
Wrong is wrong, and a crime is a crime.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. It is wrong. Regardless of what happened that you're mad about, you can't go out and commit crimes because of something you think that was done that shouldn't have happened. That's not the way you deal with it.
You ain't got to tell me. You got to tell those people in the police to stop this garbage. Hey, well, another thing.
Yeah.
This Magoo Millhaven dude.
Right.
Hey, you know, like, I think that you do commercials well. You're a good salesman.
Thank you.
But it seems to me like it's become nothing but background noise on KTRS with this Magoo guy. I mean, my God, he does every freaking commercial.
Well,
you're not going to get your point across in a commercial with the same voice, with the same monotone voice every time.
You're preaching to the choir.
It's background noise.
You're preaching to the choir.
Is he a greedy whore or what?
Oh.
Now, I wouldn't look. Here's what the deal. He gets paid, I don't know how much, but something for every commercial. So he obviously wants to do all that he can do. And everybody in this business works differently. Here's the way I've always worked. I want to make what I do special
and
stand
I,
out.
And I want to make it stand out, and I can't do that if I'm on here all day, every break, all the time. That's my choice. I want, when an advertiser pays me, and I come on and do what I do, I want it to be special, and I'm not doing it for just everybody. That's my choice, and that's the way I do it. I've lost a lot of money doing it that way, but I've made money. So his choice is to do a lot of commercials for a lot of people and sort of be, I guess, the guy who's on all the time here speaking for a lot of people. And I can't criticize him for that.
As a person who listens to radio all the time in construction, he is nothing but background noise with that garbage. But no. Someone else on there, or raise your voice, or do something. I mean, it's boring, my friend.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I don't run the station. I don't. And I cannot criticize McGraw for taking as much work as he can get. Now, if you want to criticize the station for the way it sounds or letting it sound, that's another matter. But there's not one of you, I don't think, who wouldn't say, yeah, I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll do that and I'll do that. And if your paycheck can be a little bigger. I've never been one to do it. I don't, whether or not what I do is special or not, I'd like to think that it is for two reasons. I will not speak for just anybody that shakes a couple of bucks at me, and I have a limit as to how much of that I'll do. So that's my way. We're going to take a break. We come back. Colin Jeffrey will be here, and I've yet to have him in here any Tuesday when we didn't learn a whole lot about what's out there in the world of entertainment. My dentist for 41 years has been Ballast Dental Care. I do understand that going to the dentist for a lot of people is not exactly in the same category as going to a movie or going to even to buy a car, or it's just, you don't even want to think about it. And if that's the case, where the thought of going to the dentist actually, you already start to get sweats, you're going to the wrong dental clinic. You just are. And there are lots of wrong clinics. There are also a lot of good dental clinics. I can only talk about one because I haven't been anywhere else for 41 years. But the fact that I've never wanted to go anywhere else should tell you a lot. It should tell you that the reason I've never wanted to go anywhere else is that I'm comfortable there. And the other patients are comfortable there. And I also know, even though I haven't been anywhere else, I know for a fact they have hundreds of patients at Ballast Dental Care who have been other places, and they didn't like it. In fact, it's the reason they stopped going to the dentist. They didn't like the dentist. They didn't like the staff there. They didn't like a lot of things about it. But I have yet, after all these years, to hear from one single person who switched and went to Ballast Dental Care, who didn't say, my goodness, I never would have thought that what you said could be true. But it was. I no longer am afraid to go to the dentist. I don't dread it. In fact, I look forward to it. And I can tell you that when I know my appointment's coming up, I don't dread it at all. I never have. But it's because of where I go and the way they do what they do. And if you, and here's the other thing. This business about being embarrassed, because, well, I haven't been for 10 years, and I know when they look in my mouth, they're going to go, oh, my God, man, what the hell? No, they're not. They've seen worse than you. For whatever shape or mess your mouth is in, believe me, they've seen worse. They'd be happy to take you as a new patient. They took me 41 years ago, and my only hope is that they don't go out of business before I die. I hope Ballast Dental Care is around for a long time, because the thought of going somewhere new, now that bothers me. That's something I'm afraid of. I don't ever want to go anywhere else. Ballast Dental Care. Make an appointment. You'll be so glad you did. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how the highways look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Not very good up in North County, Dan. You've got a crash on eastbound 270 just before 367. The two right lanes are blocked. It's a solid jam all the way back to Lindbergh. And we're looking at southbound 170 having some stop and go areas from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 40 is just the usual. Kings Highway through McCausland. A little heavy from 270 through Mason, but we are slower now. Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. We have eastbound 40 downtown slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70, a little stretch between the Blanchett Bridge and Zumbel. And then southbound 270 slowing now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. America's Best offers two pairs of single vision glasses for $69.95 with a free eye exam. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
The whole seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Well, Steve, there's a lot of scary statistics we could still cite when it comes to home ownership. You know, there's the Wall Street economy, and then there's the real people economy for the rest of us. And we know that at least one in four properties in our area is severely upside down, which brings us to short sales. It's a complicated process. You need to work with the best. The best is St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Yeah, Steve, what we do in every case like that is we're going to review somebody for loan modification. We're going to give them the best opportunity to keep that home. A lot of people are looking at their home saying, look, I don't want to pay a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's worth $50,000. There is a way out, but again, you need it handled by professionals, licensed realtors, which we have on our team, loss mitigation specialists who are going to take care and mitigate the program with your bank to make sure that you get out without any legal or financial responsibility.
Make the phone call to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
Only in St. Louis, only in St. Louis, when it's September, can you still have temps in the 90s? That brutal summer heat tends to roll into the fall. It's just the way it is in St. Louis. So do me a favor right now. Go over to your windows. Feel the heat that is coming right through. It's crazy. You can do something about it. You can call my friends at Amazing Siding and find out more about these Infinity Marvin windows available right now. Fiberglass windows. They're virtually maintenance-free, fully customizable. So if you have the look of wood windows, they can stain and match any color, and they have supreme energy efficiency, so you won't be feeling that heat coming through your windows. They block out 95% of those damaging UV rays. Air conditioner, it's going to thank you. Call Amazing Siding and Windows right now and save $125 off each Infinity from Marvin Window. Call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or online, AmazingSidingSTL.com. This offer ends September 30th. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Hey, call Gelmish & Sons and get your furnace ready for the winter. Gelmish & Sons, they've been serving St. Louis since 1950, and if you need a new one, a full Lennox system, both air conditioner and a heater installed, $2,695. That's $2,695 for a full Lennox system by Gelmish & Sons. 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Online at GelmishAndSons.com. They've been around since 1950. Mike Shannon approved. GelmishAndSons.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Sign up to become an O'Reilly O'Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O'Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. O'Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and just $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 250 full-color business cards for only $10. Plus, for a limited time, get free shipping. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8787 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8787.
Shark Tank is on CNBC five nights a week. The sharks are hungry for deals and ready to bite. Get hooked. Shark Tank tonight at 9 on CNBC.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Schmidl's Nursery has been serving the St. Louis and St. Charles area for over 20 years and is offering 20% off on over 2,000 trees. Fall is here, and it's an ideal time to plant. Visit Schmidl's Nursery at the corner of Maryland Heights Expressway and Marine, or at schmidlsnursery.com.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance.
And now it's time for a man who shouldn't even be in radio. He should be a scientist or something, because he knows too much about too many things to be wasting his life doing this. But lucky for us, he is. And we get to have him here every Tuesday to talk about entertainment. His name is Colin Jeffrey. And I'm going to ask in a moment to explain to you how the microwave works. Wow, I didn't even understand what he was telling me when he tried to explain it to me. Much less how they really... Okay, we won't do that. It is time to talk about entertainment, courtesy of Oric. And the Oric Home Care Centers that are around the St. Louis area, please stop in and take a look around. You are going to be pleasantly surprised, because what you're going to expect is, oh, there'll be a bunch of vacuum cleaners. They have great vacuum cleaners. But how about this? How about the fact that, let's say, you've never been able to find a stain remover that really works on carpet? It may very well be sitting in the Oric store. See? Great things for a better life in your home. Oric. And now, Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you.
And it is Jeffrey with no S.
There's one of me.
Yeah, I hear people say Colin Jeffries, and I go, I'm thinking, you know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's just Jeffrey.
It's a lifelong affliction. I'll live with it.
just in case, did you ask Mr. Clevelin if he could do
it? I will.
Please do that, because sometimes your stuff is so good, we don't want to cut it short.
Well, I'm sorry.
Now, I've set you up. You have to be good. Go ahead.
I do. DVD, we've got a few movies coming out. The biggest movie of most of the summer, Transformers Age of Extinction, is out on DVD today. You can go watch that. A thriller, Cold in July, that I actually kind of liked. Very little fanfare. Check this out if you want a thriller. It's really atmospheric, creepy. Liked it quite a bit. Aaron Paul, you were a big fan. Yes.
Yes, Bad Breaking Bad.
He's in a movie, Hellion, is what he's in.
Good name.
Yeah, it's a really sort of touching drama about a father and a mother who neither one of them are very good at taking care of their kids, are divorced, and it's just really good. I would check it out. I liked it quite a bit. And then Chef, which is, I did not get to see in theaters. I watched it on Sunday night with my wife. We both liked it a lot. Jon Favreau as a chef. That's all you need to know. Watch it. The scenes in which he's making food are going to make you hungry.
It sounds horrible. It's a show about a chef.
Somebody called yesterday. Remember the guy that was talking about the restaurants and everything, mm-hmm. and sending food back. He said Chef was one of his favorite movies.
But what's the story in Chef?
Jon Favreau is a very well-known and acclaimed chef at a restaurant, and a popular food blogger played by Oliver Platt comes in one day to review him, and the restaurant owner says, you can't do your inventive menu, you have to do your greatest hits, and Oliver Platt rips him a new one. He has a meltdown. It goes on. You
know, I saw this.
Yeah, you didn't.
I saw this in the movie.
John Favreau, yeah. Okay. I liked it quite a bit. My wife did too, so check that out.
Yeah.
We just watched it. What to watch this week? We're still in the middle of premieres, so I've got a few premieres you should check out. Thursday night on Fox, a 10-part mystery series called Grace Point. This is a sort of remake of a British show called Broadchurch. The premise is there's a small town in like the Pacific Northwest, and a young boy turns up murdered, and it's the story of trying to track down the murderer in this small town.
You know what looks good? This Gone Girl with
Ben Affleck.
And I do not like Ben Affleck as an actor. He's expressionless to me, but this looks pretty good.
Yeah. I've talked to a few people who saw it at yesterday's screening, and they said they liked it. Okay. So. Mulaney, a comedy on NBC. It's drawing comparisons to Seinfeld just because John Mulaney, the show's creator, is a stand-up comic, and in the show, he plays a stand-up comic who writes for a variety show guy. Dana Carvey, I think is... I can't remember who. I want to say it's Dana Carvey plays the variety show guy, or David Spade, one of the two. And, yeah, it's drawing comparisons to Seinfeld. I think that's unfair because that sets the bar awfully high, but I think it looks funny. And then Homeland returns. You watched Homeland, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't know how it's going to work with Brody dead.
Not just Brody dead, but Saul out of the CIA and Kerry in charge of a station in Afghanistan. Yeah,
and for those of you listening who don't know what we're talking about, I wouldn't jump into Homeland now. No. You'd have to go get the first season, at least. It's not something you can jump into.
First season was amazing. I loved the first season.
I agree.
I stuck it out through the second season, and I liked the third season. But, they're trying really hard. Two episodes air this Sunday on Showtime. Two episodes in a row, they're saying, get into this, get into it.
Here's
now,
my problem with Homeland. I can't follow it. It has too much going. I'm not smart enough to keep up with every... I'm simple. Give me one storyline. One simple, and I'll follow this guy from here to there. This Homeland, there are too many characters. I have to ask my wife, now who's he again? Oh, he's the agent that went over to... it's too much work. Too much work.
But you can check it out Sunday, 8 o'clock on Showtime. A show to stream. I'm going to tell you, watch Broadchurch. It is the BBC version of Grace Point. It's really good. It's 8 episodes. If you don't have 8 hours to spare to check out a really good show on Netflix, I mean, this is a really good show. And then you can watch it before Grace Point airs on Thursday night. Watch an episode, see if it interests you, and then you can check out Grace Point. We're coming up on Halloween. We've got 31 days. I love horror movies.
Horror.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
No, horror. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm going to try and give you each week a horror movie you may have missed up until this point. Great. Everyone's going to watch Halloween, Friday the 13th.
Everybody knows those.
So this week, found footage films. Think like Blair Witch Project, Paranormal Activity. They've been done a lot. There's a lot of really bad ones. I'm going to give you one you probably haven't seen, but I liked quite a bit, called Grave Encounters. The premise is there's a reality show. They are going to spend some time in an abandoned mental hospital.
Oh, that's good.
That's a yes.
Mental hospital.
They do a good job. This has sort of a higher scare per minute factor, I think, than a lot of things. There's a lot of scares in here. So if you just want something you're going to jump at a few times, check out Grave Encounters. I think you can stream it right now.
Do you like the Saw movies?
I liked them. I sort of lost steam after about 3 of them.
Yeah, how many did they end up making? 5 or 6?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. To me, that's real. When you say scary, horrible, frightening, Saw.
Especially.
Yeah, because all you can do while you're watching it is put yourself in that situation.
Yes.
I mean, that's what you do the entire time.
What would I do if a bear trap was
or what must that feel like to have this happen?
I like horror movies where... Like Peon said, I could go, my goodness, this could actually happen to somebody.
Jigsaw, I will say, was one of the creepiest. The little clown on the bike.
I didn't see that.
No, he's the character.
It's the character.
With the spiral on his.
Oh, that was just so creepy. I like the Paranormal Activity movies quite a bit.
If you don't like blood, my goodness, don't ever watch Saw. I don't even know how they made the movie. It's so realistic.
Yeah.
You almost think, my goodness, they actually cut that guy's arm off just to make that movie. That's how real it is.
Yep. No actors were harmed. I heard you mention this, maybe. Did you? Were you talking about this? NFL blackout rules are changing?
Yes. We touched on it briefly.
I just mentioned, this is kind of weird to me. I'm happy they're doing it because I don't think games should ever be blacked out. However, only two.
And there's always a however in life.
However, only two were blacked out all of last season. That being said, the NFL has signed contracts with the local broadcasters, CBS, NBC, Fox. They run through 2022, meaning they can still, if you're getting over the air, they can still black out games. This, to me, just seems like the FCC coming in years too late here and saying, oh, there's no blackout rules. I don't know how this will actually affect anyone because so few games are blacked out. I will say it's probably a move in the right direction. I think you should be able to watch what you want on your TV.
Right.
But it happened. I don't know. I saw it. It was just kind of odd to me that it took this long. Netflix. You're a Netflix subscriber?
Yes.
How have you liked House of Cards, Orange is the New Black?
I like Orange is the New Black. House of Cards, again, House of Cards is too much to follow. Too many characters. Orange is the New Black, to me, is a pretty, what I would think is a pretty realistic depiction of what it's like to be a woman going to prison.
Yeah. I don't know either.
It's believable.
I've never done either one of those things.
I've never been in a woman's prison either, but it seems believable to me.
Well, they are taking a foray into original movies. They signed a deal with the Weinstein Group, who you've heard of.
Oh, my God, Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Yeah.
They signed a deal with, now this isn't a large distributor, this is just the Weinstein Group, so it has a modest budget. They are making an original movie that I believe will be out next August. It is the sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. So they are coming out with their own movie.
I never saw that because of the title.
I never saw Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon either.
The title sounds stupid to me.
Oh, it was really good.
There are movies I don't see because of the title.
Yeah. I never saw Slumdog Millionaire for that reason. I feel bad saying that. But I heard that and I'm like, this doesn't interest me at all. And the hype was so big around it. It's called Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Green Legend. The reason this is so big is because Netflix has really had an impact on the way that TV shows work. When are things going to be available to stream for reruns? Netflix said, we're going to make it all available at once, and you're seeing network TV is starting to release things to stream more and more quickly. Well, there's something called a windowing period with a movie, and that essentially says when a movie comes out, movie theaters have exclusive rights to it for 3 months. Well, Netflix could say, we're going to change that. If you want to release a movie, you can bring it to Netflix. We'll let you put it on DVD. We'll stream it. They're trying to change all that, which could be a big change to the way we see movies.
But are still some movies that are really only you just don't get what you get on a small screen.
Well, with Crouching Tiger,
Avatar, for example, I don't ever want to watch
Gravity.
Avatar. Yeah, Gravity. I don't want to watch it on.
Well, funny you should mention that. Crouching Tiger was amazing. It had really intricate wire work for the martial arts, so people looked like they were flying across treetops. They've signed a deal with IMAX. IMAX is going to show Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Green Legend. The movie they're making, it's going to be in IMAX theaters nationwide when it releases.
Okay.
So they're sort of dealing with that. And then the last thing, Aretha Franklin was on with David Letterman last night. Did you see this?
I don't watch the late night shows much.
I miss it, but you know what I missed last night? Tony Bennett was on Jimmy Fallon.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett.
I know.
I will tell you the reason we don't watch late night. That, in my home, is sex time for me and my wife.
Oh,
10:30, it is time for sex.
Every night?
Every night.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. No, wait, I'm thinking somebody else.
You guys make like an appointment or something?
Yeah. We reconfirm our appointment for next July.
She was on David Letterman. She's a living legend. I don't think anyone would say she's not.
Oh, nobody would disagree.
Sometimes I think legends may need to hang it up. Here she is singing Adele's song, Rolling in the Deep, last night.
Finally, I can see crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me on and I'll lay your ship.
You know what's weird is
People
will go on different places, different shows, and sing Aretha Franklin songs. Why isn't she singing her own
Aretha
music?
Franklin song.
Oh, well, she did. This is what she did. She didn't sing hardly a word, but she just screamed.
That's not her song. That's Diana Ross's song.
Yeah, that's great. But yes, she's saying something sort of that she's sung before. It's... I feel horrible saying this.
Tony Bennett can still sing, Aretha. You did a great job. Hang it up.
Now, I understand people are fans and they want to see them live, but who?
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett.
I'm Colin Jeffrey, though. That's entertainment.
That's Colin Jeffrey's my friend. My good, I dig that cat. I dig that, that Colin Jeffrey. And I'm Tony Bennett saying, you want to stop by and thank those cats at Oric because they made it possible. That's it. I'm Tony Bennett, everybody. Yeah. Colin Jeffrey brought to you by the Oric Home Care Centers. I like his segment a lot. He does his homework, and he always introduces us to something that we weren't aware of. Window World, they're going to introduce you to new windows, or maybe not for the whole house, maybe one or two. There was a time when you had to buy a minimum number to get them at $189 each. Now, if you buy one window, it's $189. But I don't know who would do that, because if the windows in your house are going out, it's not just going to be one, because they were all put in the same time. They're the same window. And if one goes, more than one's going to go. Now, when it gets cold and you're near your window and you feel some cold air coming in, you shouldn't feel that. Unless the window's open, you shouldn't feel that. Don't wait for that. You know if you need windows or not. And you know the name Window World, and you know that now we have another commercial on the air taking a jab at, what's the deal with those $189 windows? You know what that tells me? They're well aware of their competition, and that Window World is kicking their butts and a lot of other people's butts, and good for them, because they're a great company with a great product, and they're very charitable. And I like that. Window World, locally owned and operated by a couple of guys who... our neighbors to some of you. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at SteakGift.net.
Hey, Mizzou fans. Stop by before or after the game and see what Real's all about. Lion's Choice has been serving real roast beef sandwiches since 1967. Quality, taste, and nutrition is what we're all about. Stop by today. Get Real.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Man.